Welcome to Behind the Headlines on Friday and a bank holiday weekend. Hope you're doing something nice this weekend. Welcome to Behind the Headlines on the 23rd of May, where we take you further into the news and behind the headlines and catch up with our reporters right across the country. Tonight we have the Prime Minister on. We're also with Spurs fans for their parade. And we have a politician who raps. Oh yes, we have a bit of everything here. Well, first, and the Prime Minister's exclusively told us he's willing to consider suggestions to replace sharp kitchen knives with rounded edge ones to help tackle knife crime. It's an idea backed by Leanne Lucas, who nearly died trying to save children during the Southport attack last summer. Earlier this week, she told us it's not just high-profile weapons like zombie knives that need to be clamped down on.
If we can take away so many pointed weapons from our homes, from the streets, it just creates a safer environment to live in.
Well, this afternoon, we've put her calls to Sir Keir Starmer, and he told us it's something the government's not ruling out.
My approach is that we have got to deal with knife crime, and therefore we shouldn't say things are off the table. We should look at them, test them, and see what we can make work. I've asked the policing minister to meet retailers and manufacturers to see what further steps we can take on the promotion of rounded tip knives. Nothing should be off the table when it comes to our government's mission to halve knife crime and get lethal blades off our streets. We have to do that work.
Elsewhere in Wales, Spurs fans have had something to celebrate this week as they won the Europa League after beating Manchester United. And today, North London has been a sea of navy and white as Tottenham's Europa League victory parade has taken place. Our reporter and, might I add, Spurs fan, Josh Bailey, was in North London ahead of tonight's parade.
I've never seen so many smiling faces walking down Tottenham High Road. There are flags everywhere you look. Pretty much everyone is wearing a Spurs shirt and they all have a spring in their step. And that's because on Wednesday they witnessed history. And these Spurs fans that I spoke to still can't believe it.
Did you believe you were going to win on? We were going to win on Wednesday?
I had a feeling we would. I was hoping we would.
I am very excited. First time in, as long as I've been alive, that I can remember a trophy. Wasn't in Bilbao, but we're bringing it home today and going to see that precious silverware.
It's a long time since we've come down the High Road and watched Spurs.
Now, when you think politician, you think suit, maybe a bit stuffy, and they're often accused of maybe not having real life experience or understanding the outside world. Well, we've been speaking to Scottish Borders Council leader Ewan Jardine, who's breaking the mould by releasing a rap record. Our reporter Ali McGilvery has more.
You're a big man, I'm a little man, but I'll still leave you brittle, fam.
It's called Little Man and includes references to the south of Scotland. The Conservative councillor says writing lyrics helps him to de-stress and he hopes it will inspire others to be creative and follow their passions.
Rap has a lot of stereotypes and I'm not trying to change the whole genre. Just offer my perspective because for me it's about lyricism and wordplay and meaning. It's literature. It's something that should be looked at like poetry. Study it. See how the words come alive. And even the hook, you're a big man, I'm a little man, but I'll still leave you brittle, fam. That's layered. So fam is slang for your people and brittle means emotionally shaken. And the big man I'm referencing is society. So expectations, the box you're meant to fit in. The little man is anyone brave enough to step out of that and live on their own terms.
The track, which was recorded in a cupboard, is now available to download on Spotify. There is already talk about the potential for an album and some local gigs. Party colleague and Borders MP John Lamont's been giving us his reaction.
I think it's really important that politicians have outside interests. I think Ewan has demonstrated that very, very well.
While some of the leader's colleagues in the council chamber have expressed surprise at the single's release today, Councillor Jardine may not be alone. I caught up with local Conservative MSP Rachel Hamilton at a fishing event on the River Tweed this afternoon and began by asking her if she'd ever given rapping a go.
No, I might try though because salmon is my favourite fish. I like it in a nutritious dish.
That's brilliant. That's good. You take on Ewan Jardine for the top spot there. There we go. Well done. Thank you very much.
Next, Buxton rugby bosses are calling summer 2025 the start of a new era in the women's game. With the World Cup kicking off in just 3 months' time, fans are in Bristol to see the prestigious trophy as it tours England's host cities. Well, a record-breaking 300,000 tickets have already been sold, making it the biggest tournament yet. Our reporter Jess Payne has caught up with England rugby star Sarah Byrne.
Why is it so important to you that as many people as possible watch this World Cup?
Women's rugby's had a kind of a hard route to kind of get that equality, and we're still fighting it, but we want to make sure that people see it as its own sport, that people see women as strong athletes, like just showing people something new, something different, like hopefully that it helps inspire a new generation of confident young people.
And how does it feel for you to know that you're a part of that and people will be inspired by you?
Yeah, I think a lot of the time you forget and you're just a bit like, why? And then you remember, you come to events like this, you go to stadiums and you see young girls with banners and signs, and you see stories on Instagram of people who, you know, you've really helped in various ways, whether that be through illness or through bullying, or you see people inspired by that and say, oh, you gave me the confidence. Like, it's quite touching. No, you're not, I'm not crying. You are.
Next, and people who were evacuated from an indoor car show after carbon monoxide fumes hit dangerous levels, so their health was affected for weeks afterwards. It happened at Staffordshire's County Showgrounds, and our chief reporter Adam Smith has more.
Hundreds of people attended Motorsport with Attitude last year to see souped-up rally cars and go-karts race around an indoor track. Shortly into it, people began to fall sick, like Lauren from Cannock, who I spoke to.
From the minute it started, we was headaches, didn't feel right. Our friends raised their concerns with them and said, look, there's not enough ventilation, people are poorly, you need to shut it down. There was like, just kept fobbing her off.
Organisers admitted safety failings and are due to be sentenced.
To Southport now, and the family of a Southport woman who was killed by a driver with eyesight too bad he could barely see outside the car are calling for changes in the law. Marie Cunningham was walking with her friend when they were hit and killed in 2021. Our reporter Stan Tomkinson sat down with her son, Steve.
We don't want this to be a pensioner bashing conversation, so that was why we got involved in the documentary. We wanted to raise awareness, which is there is a fundamental flaw in the system of the UK, which is you can get behind the wheel of a car, take your driving lessons and your driving test, you then own a car, you've got to have insurance, you then take that car for an MOT every year to make sure it's safe, but nobody asks for certified proof that your eyesight is good enough to be able to handle driving around in a car.
In the inquest, that was one of the things that were highlighted. It could be well over 50 years before you're even asked again. Is it just something that has been swept under the carpet? You know, do you think that it's almost, well, not swept under the carpet, but for want of a better phrase, you know, it's been ignored, hasn't it? It's sort of been left to fester, and obviously people are dying on the roads as a result of it.
I work in an industry where you receive feedback on a regular basis so that you can evolve. Okay, society changes, the way the cars have been built changes, the roads, the amount of cars on roads has changed over the last 30, 40, 50 years. So things change. But you can't just bury your head in the sand and say, the system's right. You have to listen to feedback. Unfortunately, through the events that occurred in November 2021 to my mum and her friend Grace being killed, we've become subject matter experts that there's a gap in the process that needs addressing. We're not saying the whole system needs to fundamentally be overhauled, but the gaps need to change. And one of the gaps is a really simple one, which is if a medical expert says to you, when they're sat in front of you, your eyesight isn't good enough to drive, that should then be escalated into a system, into the DVLA, and then it's recorded. If that person chooses to ignore that, which people can, you can do what you want, you can get into a car whenever, without insurance, without license, you can do whatever. But if you're involved in an accident and the police attend the accident, they can check instantly that you shouldn't have been on the road. And that was the difference with what happened. We had a year where we thought Mum and Grace were involved in an accident and a driver was involved in an accident. If the police had checked his records, he would have been arrested that night and he would have been in prison within 6 months.
And we're back in Scotland now for the final story of Behind the Headlines tonight. And as the rise in fan misbehaviour in football matches in Scotland is being described as alarming, Livingston are investigating after claims a fan spat at a Ross County staff member last night. Our senior reporter, Gabriel Antoniazzi, has the latest.
It's just unacceptable. I think you all agree that spatting somebody's face just should never happen. We can understand the emotion, but I think that's definitely crossed the line.
Now, that was Ross County Chief Executive Stephen Ferguson talking after an assistant coach was spat at by a fan during last night's playoff first leg at Livingston. Now, Livingston have vowed to ban a supporter for life, as boss David Martindale says disorder and abuse is a growing problem.
Nah, it's disgusting, it's vile, disappointing. I've been feeling football's been getting out of hand the last 2-3 years. It shouldn't be allowed anywhere near football in any form.
Fan misbehaviour has reared its ugly head several times across this season. Celtic players Arne Engels and Viljami Sinisalo were targeted by coins and bottles when playing at Ibrox. And Aberdeen defender Jack McKenzie's head was split open by a chair thrown by his own supporter at Tannadice last weekend. Chair of the PFA, Fraser Wishart, says something must be done immediately.
We've seen it up and down the country. Football needs to take a hard look at itself. If it gets out of football's hands and it gets into politicians, into government's hands, into the police's hands, that then becomes a major problem.
With the Scottish Cup final taking place tomorrow, everyone involved in football across the country will hope no further incidents arise.
And you can find out more on these and other stories on the news pages of our radio station websites. Don't forget to come back here next week as well. And a new episode of Behind the Headlines is uploaded every weekday evening.